We are here at Kennelly Field, San Rafael, California, on radio.dominican.edu for the women's broadcast for Dominican University of California. As always, first comes the women. They are just coming off of a trip to Hawaii as well. Their first home game since that 10-day trip. It unfortunately did not pay off too well for them. They ended with a 1-3 record at Hawaii, only beating Chaminade and unfortunately falling to BYU Hawaii, Hawaii Pacific, and University of Hawaii at Hilo. Those scores, they lost to BYU Hawaii 2-1. McKenna Kimball continued her streak of scoring in that game. They beat Chaminade with a score of 1-0, actually dominated that game, having 35 shots to Chaminade's 9, the most shots of the season so far for the women. They lost to Hawaii Pacific 2-0, and in yet another overtime game, they lost to Hawaii at Hilo 2-1 in overtime. That was after a last-second Lauren Golnick goal to tie the game. Unfortunately, Hilo was able to pull it off. We now have Julia back here in the studio with us. Julia, how are you? It's good to see you.
Good. Yeah, I'm pretty good. And it's always so good to be back here on the soccer field. They had so many away games during the last few weeks. And it's pretty good that they have their last games here.
We really have missed it so far. Again, that was a 10-day trip that both the men and women were in Hawaii, as well as everyone associated. But we are ready to get back to the action here at Kennelly Field. The starters for the Penguins right now are Megs Herring, Carrie Fryer, Stephanie Owens, Jill Nunes getting her first start, Kendra Korsberg, Megan Hansen, Peyton Jones, freshman, getting a start at defense, Catherine Ripple, Sarah Pimentel, Juliana Mendez, and Caitlin Baptista, the starters for the Penguins. Now, for the Lancers of Cal Baptist that have traveled all the way from Riverside up to San Rafael, the starters for them, keeper Rosie Nakata, Samantha Myers, Kitra Walters, Kristen Weechi, Bernadette Witz, Rachel Witz, Lindsay Vessling, Kelly Jenks, Ashley Richardson, Kimberly Allard, and Sylvia Sanchez. We get into this action. We are now a minute and a half into the action. Lancers have the ball. They switch it over to the left. They're in offensive attack position. They get the left-footed cross. It's a good one. Out comes Herring, and she punches it away. The left-footed volley from Rachel Witz is stopped by Hansen, and out come the Penguins. Again, we are about 2 minutes into this game now. Owens is gotten around by Witz. She tries to get the right-footed cross, and Owens does a very good job getting back and making sure it goes all the way out of bounds for the goal kick. Owens got beat on the play, but did hustle back in time using her body to shield off the defender. In today's game, there is a little bit of wind. It's going right now towards the Penguins' attacking goal. So they have the wind with them right now. They will look to attack with that advantage. It's out of bounds on the right side for the Lancers, about at the midway point. Julia, we have a lot of new starters today from the Penguins. What can you expect from this new blood?
Well, I'd say since there are a lot of freshmen too, it's kind of their chance to show off their talent and to show what they can give to the game when they start once. Melissa Stokely should have started too, by the way, but she has to do a midterm today. Yeah, she was on my show yesterday and told me that, so that's pretty sad for her.
Yeah, unfortunate. Now in the middle of the field for the Lancers. They're in the center circle. Everybody in the Lancers attacking half, though, through the middle. In comes Rachel Witz. It's a good touch of the ball from Lindsay Vessling over to the left, finally knocked away by the Penguins. Samantha Myers will be on the left for the throw-in. It's a quick throw-in. Back to Myers. Myers with the cross. It's a good cross. Headed away by Hansen. Taken by Baptista. Still on the outside of the Penguins box. Baptista goes down. No foul. On the right side now for Walters. Walters looking for the cross. She gets it in. Not a strong one. Cleared away by Korsberg and finally cleared out of the danger zone by Baptista. Lancers still have the ball. They're still working. On the left now, Kimberly Allard. Going towards the middle. Tackled by Mendez. It's a good one. She takes the ball. Pimentel. Looking towards Mendez on the right. Mendez has it. Mendez has to make a move. She does. Cuts in the middle. Beats her defender. Plays up the line to Pimentel. Pimentel has to work, but it'll get all the way to the opposite box. Rosie Nakata will pick it up. 4 minutes into this game. Cal Baptist versus Dominican University of California. Cleared by the Lancers. Are they able to keep it in? They are not. It'll be a throw-in for the right defender, Catherine Ripple, on the Penguins. She has Pimentel down the line. Mendez in the middle. Nunes has to move off the ball a little more. Back to Ripple. Plays in the middle to Mendez. Mendez can't get a touch of it. Now Lancer ball. Taken by Fryer. Fryer has Mendez in the middle. Plays Pimentel down the line. Down towards that corner flag. Can she get her hips turned? Unable to keep it in. It'll go out for the goal kick. It was a tough angle for the one-touch cross. Might need to take a touch in that situation next time. 5 minutes into this game. 40 minutes left in the half. So far, it's been on both sides of the field. Bit of a old-time defense now for the Penguins. They still have Hansen and Korsberg in the middle, but now with Owens on the right in her now somewhat common position, Ripple has moved back to the defensive right position. She's actually spent a lot of time in the middle, at least recently, in the middle with Baptista and DiCarlo. However, with this new lineup, she goes back to the right. Headed away by Baptista. Taken by the Lancers. Baptista back to Korsberg. Tries to get it to Owens, but it's out of bounds. Taken by Mendez. Plays it. Pimentel off the head. Lancers have the ball in the box. And they finally dribble it out, and it's off of Korsberg for a corner kick. Again, sorry for the technical difficulties. However, it is a windy day, and things do happen. We are now at 33 minutes left in this first half. And while we were gone, unfortunately, there was a goal scored by the Lancers. They got the right-footed cross in from the right side. The attacker got by Stephanie Owens, and the header from Kelly Jenks went all the way over Meg's Herring's outstretched arms just past the fingertips and into the top of the goal just underneath the crossbar. It was a very, very quality header. The defense just needs to be a bit tighter for the Penguins. This game now at 1-0 in favor of the Cal Baptist Lancers. The ball is on the right. Throw in for the Penguins. Megan Hansen will have the throw into Nunes. Off of Nunes' head. Traps it to Pimentel. Splits the D. Mendez looking backwards. Dribbles it forward, and Mendez was not able to get the deflection. It's off of her. Now Peyton Jones. Not off of her foot well. It's over to the right now for the Lancers. Defender Sylvia Sanchez looking forward. Finds her forward, back to Sanchez, space in front of her, cuts middle. Finally goes down that right sideline all the way to Bernadette Witts. She's over by the corner flag, defended well by Korsberg. Now by Baptista, gets around Baptista, very good job by Witts. Left-footed cross, it's a good one, out by Hansen. Now Myers will have a shot of her own, but it's right to Fryer on the ground. Cleared away by Fryer. Played backwards by the Lancers. Pimentel on the chase. Sanchez looks to her forward. Bernadette Witts again. It's down the right sideline now for Lindsay Vesling. Vesling going to Owens. Vesling on her left foot now. It's over everyone to the attacker, Kelly Jenks. And Kelly Jenks has another goal. That one got by Herring. It was the perfect cross. Jenks got lost by the Penguin defenders. This game at 2-0 now.
We kind of saw this coming. We were watching the Dominican half for the past few minutes, and it's going to be a really tough game for them today.
Like you said, Julia, the possession really controlled well by the Lancers. And just unfortunate play from the Penguins. The pressure just seems to be not quite there today. Nunes tackled by the triple team and does earn herself a foul finally. Foul going against Keitra Walters. The free kick will be from about 50 yards away from the goal on the right side in the attacking half for the Penguins. Again, 2-0 now. 30 minutes left in the first half, at least. The ball gets all the way to Nakata, and she gets it after two bounces. Four shots now for Cal Baptist. Still zero for Dominican.
And very effective shots, too, because they didn't have one save, and two of their four shots were goals, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. That means that they are at, right now, a 100% on-target rate, which is pretty incredible for any game. Penguins really just need to pick up the defensive pressure so far. The midfield needs to get back, cover the angles that they need to cover, and keep themselves balanced. They are really unnecessarily overloading one side, or maybe not overloading one side enough. And it's really affecting them so far today. It doesn't help that Cal Baptist is a very, very worthy opponent. Right now, Cal Baptist stands at 8-4 overall with a 7-1 conference record. Right now, they are in first place, I believe. They do have the most wins right now, so technically they are in first place in the Pac West Conference. However, Azusa Pacific does have a better winning percentage than them at 6 wins, no losses, and a tie. Those two teams so far controlling the top of the Pac West Conference. Right now, Dominican is around the middle. 10th place right now in the Pac West Conference, and that is not what Coach Terry Kolesky was hoping for at the beginning of the season. That's not what the players expected at the beginning of the season. They know that they can do better than that, and they will look to start that right away. Off of Mendez Shin, is able to get it out to Ripple. Ripple goes forward. Not a lot of help. Gets it between the defender's legs, but it's too far. Myers has it. In the middle to Walters. Taken by Allard. Allard to Myers. Myers to Walters. Walters turns. Still in the middle of the field. Good pressure by Dominican. And finally, the Lancers are out of it, and they switch the field. Excellent triangle play from the Lancers. The Penguins need to do is exactly that. That triangle play, helping out the person with the ball, really making sure that the defensive pressure will be for nothing as long as you have those triangles. Peyton Jones looks middle. Has Nunes, plays her. In the middle, center circle. Tries to get it back to Jones, but the pass is unsuccessful. Nunes has to chase, and Baptista finally just kicks it away over to the corner flag. Mendez the only one up there chasing. Pimentel coming to help, but there are a lot of defenders back there for the Lancers. Off of Korsberg's head. Second ball is taken by the Lancers. Rachel Witz over to Myers on the left. Myers has a lot of space. Goes line to Allard. Allard defended, looks like, by Fryer. With the cross, taken by Owens. To Mendez. Mendez can't control the ball off of her chest. It's a Lancer ball. They like to switch the field from the right to the left now through the back. All the way over to the left to Myers. They complete the switch. Myers looking back towards the middle. defender Kristen Witchie going forward to herself. Good tackle by Baptista, gets behind her, and Korsberg clears it away. Right back to the wide open back line for the Lancers, though. Kim Allard trying to get by Ripple. Goes line on her left foot. Ripple with a good tackle, but it is out of bounds for the corner kick. Kim Allard got the original cut well. Was able to get by Ripple. Ripple could do nothing but deflect it away. Substitutions for both teams now. Tambri Awai, all the way from Hawaii, coming into the game for the Lancers. For number 16, Lindsay Vesling. Juliana Mendez coming out. Melissa Stokely coming into the game. So Melissa Stokely finally coming in, Julia.
Yes, now it's her turn.
Let's see if she can do a bit better for the Penguins. Very good flick of the play from Kitra Walters off of the corner. Almost a goal, but barely deflected by Megan Hansen. Kelly Jenks yet again getting into the action. Hansen will really have to man mark Jenks probably the rest of the game. She's very dangerous. Off of Jenks' head again, but this time it's to Herring. Kelly Jenks with another on-target header. Already her third shot on target. Herring's drop kick gets to the Lancers, but taken away by Baptista. Tries to play Stokely. It's out of bounds. On the right side now for the Lancers, about at the midway point. 24 minutes left in the half. Left now for Myers. On her left foot. Cuts middle. Has Pimentel on her. Stays on the sideline now. Kelly Jenks using her big body to shield off Fryer. Fryer has to chase back now. The Lancers switch it all the way to the right. Sanchez tries to get the early cross, but it's headed away by Hansen. Nunes is unable to control it. Walters cuts middle on her right foot now. Plays it towards the right side of the box, defended by Owens, but number 27, Tambri Awai, was offsides. Owens was able to draw her offsides. It will be a free kick about at the 18-yard box for the Penguins. It's been all Lancers so far today, Julia.
Yes, you really have to say that that's what's visible today in our Dominicans team. We'll hope they can improve.
Stokely to Nunes. To Fryer. Has Ripple down the right sideline. Looks to play. And Myers is able to stop it, but Fryer is right there. Fryer to Pimentel, but headed away well by the defender Richardson. Switched all the way to Sanchez. Very good switch of the field by the Lancers. Sanchez looking to go forward. On her right foot. Has a line. Goes to Awai. Awai looking to get the cutting jinx, but it's off of Korsberg's sliding foot, and Hansen clears it away. Good teamwork so far by the two incumbents. Substitution for the Lancers, number 20, Lauren Wahlberg.
Lauren Wahlberg
coming into the game for Kitra Walters. Wahlberg at 5'7", Walters at 5'9", Jenks at 5'9". Just a lot of size on the field for the Lancers. They seem to have a calm presence about them, don't they, Julia?
Yeah, a little bit, that's true.
They really just keep possession. They don't look to go forward too much. If they need to switch the field yet again, they will. They don't necessarily rush things. They know that they're going to basically be able to keep possession against this Penguin team right now.
And somehow they seem to play a little more stable, simply, in contrast to the Penguins, who are a little not that organized, I think, in this game today.
They try to get organized now. Ripple
yes.
into Stokely. It's too much, and Ripple has to chase back. Ripple doing well offensively so far, but defensively needs to get back. Lancer ball. 21 minutes left in the half. It's to Myers. Can Pimentel steal it? She cannot, but Fryer can. Fryer plays up to Stokely. Oh, Stokely needs to go to that ball. Richardson was able to step right in front of her. On the right to Sanchez now. Stokely has to come all the way over. Sanchez with a good flick of the ball from Jenks. Now Bernadette Witts. She plays it left to Allard. Allard on her left foot has a shot. It's a very good one. Herring makes a diving stop. My goodness, Kimberly Allard out of nowhere turns right around and with the almost standstill left-footed shot tries to curve it towards the back post. Megs Herring was all over it, though. Makes the one-handed diving save, and it goes out of bounds for the corner kick.
These are shots that a goalkeeper loves. My brother always used to say that.
Just close enough to make the save and make it look good, really.
Yes, that's it.
Because keepers, they really do want to look good when they make the save. 20 minutes left. It's on the right now. Sanchez has the cross. It's into the box. Over Hansen. Shot by Jenks, and it's right to Herring. Jenks had a goal right in front of her. The ball was able to go over Hansen. Herring with yet another save.
She really has a lot to do today compared to many other games.
Pimentel. Stolen by Myers, but Myers can't keep it in. Pimentel able to keep possession away from the double team in that situation. Again, less than 20 minutes left in this first half. Ripples throw from the right side. 2-0 in favor of Cal Baptist. Ripples throw is headed away by Cal Baptist. Over Fryer. Bernadette Witts plays it all the way to Sanchez. Sanchez looking forward now. They have been doing such a good job of playing it through the middle and keeping possession with triangles and then switching it all the way over to that right defender, Sanchez. Sanchez just has so much space in front of her when she's able to go forward. And that is because of the quality switching so far from the Lancers. The Penguins really haven't seen a lot of switching through the back. They need to really play it backwards to be able to do that, not be so rushed to go forward. A lot of times, Ripple, Stokely, Pimentel, they are so rushed to go forward and try to score that they don't necessarily have the mind to keep possession and really just not tire themselves out. It's far less tiring when your team has possession. On the right now, Sanchez to Bernadette Witts, gets the cross off, cleared away. Pimentel has to work. Over to Myers. Myers is open. Pimentel has to chase. On the left foot now. Ripple is not able to steal that one. Allard has Myers down the line. Pimentel has to work again. 2-on-2 on the left sideline. It's almost taken by Cal Baptist. Good defense by Jill Nunes. Finally taken by Rachel Witts. She gets the cross off. Jenks is not able to get it. Hansen is there. It's still in the 6-yard box. Herring slides, doesn't get the ball. It's still Cal Baptist ball, and they finally get the shot of it. It's to Herring, and Herring makes the save. Exciting play all inside the 6-yard box for both the Penguins and the Lancers, but Herring is able to come up with the ball. Really just scary times for the Penguins when it's inside their own 6-yard box. Headed away by Wahlberg. Pimentel playing more defensively than she's used to. Nunes and Jones dropping in to defend. Again, they switch it over to Sanchez. Sanchez is able to pass it, but it gets to Hansen. Now Stokely. Stokely off of her hand, unfortunately. Finally got a good touch of the ball, but it bounced right up into her hand. The free kick will be about 40 to 50 yards away from the goal on the right side attacking half for the Lancers. 17 minutes left in the half. It's a very good cross. Headed by Fryer, it goes backwards, and Herring will have it. Herring's drop kick gets to Stokely. It's a very good one. Stokely able to trap it. Gets by her defender, and pulled away by her defender. Finally, they call a foul. Stokely standing at just 5-2. Really is susceptible to be pulled to the ground, especially with her quick feet and the way she's able to turn around on the ball. Korsberg, quick kick to Fryer. Now to Ripple, back to Fryer. Fryer looking forward. Good job of playing it backwards, keeping possession by the Penguins. Now Fryer has line. Good tackle by Myers. Myers fake goes forward, turns backwards. And now, again, they have Sanchez on the right, wide open. It's like clockwork for the Lancers. Down the line. Gets it to Owai. And Fryer, pulling back a lot, able to clear it away. Jones chases to no avail. Myers plays it backwards. Witchy. Has a Y. Now Witz over to Sanchez. Sanchez in a very attacking position now. Sanchez looking to go at her defender. Owens plays it line. Baptista has to defend. The cross is off. It's a good one on the line, but Korsberg is able to clear it away. Now another cross by the Lancers. Finally cleared away by Korsberg yet again. On the left now. They try to play Myers. It gets to Allard. Now to Allard. Defended by Ripple. On her right foot, gets the cross off. Taken by Korsberg again, it's cleared away. All the way over to Sanchez now. They like to switch it back over to the left now, through Witchy, through Richardson. Richardson plays it towards the middle. Has Witz. Defended by Baptista. Good defense. Peyton Jones needs to keep the ball. Plays it over to the left to Stokely. Stokely gets by her defender. And has no room forward to go. Basically just plays the Lancer defenders. Stokely has to chase now. Sanchez to Witchy. Witchy to Richardson. Richardson all the way to Myers. And yet another switch completed. Myers looking to go forward now. Taken by Hansen. And Ripple is not able to keep it in. It'll be a throw-in on the left side for the Lancer, but not before they get plenty of substitutions in. 19, Kaylee Nishimura. Number 3, Jasmine Stokes. And I believe that's it on the substitutions, actually. Myers throws it into Stokes. It's cleared away by the Penguins. And actually rides the line. Myers plays it back, and it's finally into Lauren Wahlberg.
Number 19, Kaylee.
On the left now to Myers.
And number 25, Michaela Gillis.
Michaela Gillis also in on the substitution. Myers looking to swing the play yet again. Under 13 minutes left in the half. Lancers very content to just keep switching that field and keep possession. Just keep the ball away from the Penguins' feet. Eight shots for Cal Baptist. Not one for Dominican. That tells you all you need to know about this game so far.
And six saves by Megan Herring, which also tells us how how much work she had to
she
cope with
busy,
today.
She has been busy, hasn't she? Stokely, off of the head, out of bounds. On the right side at the midway point for the Lancers. Right now, 12 minutes left. In the first half, substitutions for both teams. For the Penguins, Kayla Wakita and Sam Owens coming into the game. For the Lancers, it will be number 26, Angeline Carrillo.
Now in the game for the Lancers, number 26, Angeline Carrillo.
Wakita seeing some time now.
In the game for the Penguins, number 23, Kayla Wakita.
Right before Hawaii, Wakita
two,
was actually having
Owens.
And playing some of the best soccer of her life, scoring 2 goals in 3 games before Hawaii. Unfortunately, did not get a goal against Hawaii. Lancers have the ball. They switch it through the back over to the left side now. Back to the middle. Taken by Wahlberg. Wahlberg over to Carrillo. Carrillo to Awai. Back to Awai. Off of Korsberg's shoulder. Cleared away by Hansen. It's a very good ball into the middle. The early cross gets all the way into Rachel Witz, but Megs Herring is aggressive on the play, able to come out about 15 yards out of her line and catch that ball. Wahlberg's header gets to Baptista. Now Owens. Wakita looking. Has Ripple on the right. Wakita was trying to look forward yet again, but just like I said, the Penguins just trying to look forward too much. Kolesky actually pleading for her team in that situation to possess. Wakita looked back and played Ripple, but Ripple looked to go forward yet again. They just can't quite get that out of their minds, and the ball to Wakita was unsuccessful. Just another example of forcing the issue by the Penguins this game. Herring on her feet, clears it away. Under 10 minutes left in the half now. Cleared away by Owens. Nobody up to chase, though, for the Penguins. Right now, Sam Owens, Peyton Jones, Kayla Wakita as the attackers with four defenders and two defensive mids. Definitely a more defensive formation today for the Penguins. Yet still two goals by the Lancers. And Ripple cannot keep control of the ball. It's taken by Witz. And taken yet again by Hansen. Hansen has no one. She tries to play it in the middle, and it's to absolutely no one. Ripple to Witz. Witz has a lot of time going towards the middle. Plays it over the top to Awai. Awai tries to stay on side. She does. Gets over Herring. And finally, Korsberg is able to get back and clear it away from the open goal. Megs Herring using her aggressive style yet again to thwart away a goal. Wahlberg tries to play it in, but Hansen is able to steal it. She cannot keep it in, though. On the left side now, Lancers will have the throw-in. Substitution for the Lancers. Chaylin Cousins coming into the game. Out comes Bernadette Witz. So far, Witz has really been the driving force in the middle, really making the plays off of her right foot. So far for the Lancers. Korsberg's head gets into Rachel Witz. Myers on the left now to the new in Cousins. Plays it through the middle to Witz. They're going backwards now, but they still keep possession. All the way back to Michaela Gillis. Gillis plays it on the right now to Carrillo. Under 8 minutes left in this half. Bit of sloppy play from Lancers. They kick it out of bounds. It'll be Owens' throw from the left side at midway point. Seven saves for Herring in this game. Ripple on the right now. Wakita will beeline. She plays her. Wakita has to work to get to it before that fast turf can let it go out of bounds. She cannot. It's out of bounds. Ripple's face is not happy, both with herself and with the team in general. Not the most exciting day so far for the Penguins. 2-0 down in favor of the Cal Baptist Lancers.
And they simply didn't face such a situation that often. It was often the case that it was tied the whole game, and then they had to wait for the deciding goals in the last few minutes, and today they really have to make up this 2-0 score right now.
Yeah, it's quite the deficit right now. Looking unmanageable, but in soccer nothing is unmanageable.
That's true.
The Lancers have actually wasted a few opportunities, golden opportunities. They have one right now, actually, and it's just missed by Nishimura. She had an opportunity if she got the touch on the ball from the quick one touches before that and was not able to trap the ball off the very good through ball from Stokes. Cal Baptist ball. They get the early cross, taken away by Fryer. On the left now to Myers. Looks middle. Early cross. Owens has to defend. It's away. Now Akita. Cannot get it to Jones. It's back to Akita, though. Akita tries to lick backwards. Good defense by Rachel Witts. In the middle now. Witts to Carrillo. Carrillo plays it back. On the right, or excuse me, on the left now to Myers. Has line. Plays Cousins line. Cousins has to go backwards, though, because Ripple is right on her. And it looks like it'll be Gillis to Carrillo in the center circle now. To Myers. On the left now to Cousins. Cousins plays it all the way back to Myers. Ripple with a hard tackle on Cousins. Down to the ground goes Cousins, but no foul. Nishimura on the right to Carrillo. And not a lot of forward play until just now, finally, by the Lancers. They actually played out of bounds. But for a good 5 minutes just now, they had the ball two or one touches off of their foot very, very well. Substitution now. Sam Owens comes out. In comes Morgan Dano.
Into the game for the Penguins, number 7, Morgan Dano.
The sophomore from Mission Viejo, California. Owens' throw. Taken by Peyton Jones. Now Akita. Nobody in front of her, but people to her side. Has Dano. Nunes. Looks backwards, now looks forward. In the center circle. Has Akita. Akita cannot get it to Jones, and Lancers take the ball again. That right there was about 30 seconds of Penguin possession. And it actually looked good. However, as soon as they tried to look forward, it was taken by the Lancers and their swarming pressure. They need to just keep possession, play it backwards. They have the skills in the back. It's not as if they don't have people in the backfield to protect them. They have Korsberg and Hansen, who are two of the best center defenders in the Pac West back there as a safety valve. Be a little more possession-based. It really does make a difference. Myers, off the throw-in. Plays it all the way to Kristen Witchie. Under 4 minutes left in the half. Now, big tackle by Owens. Dribbled backwards by Wakita. Taken by Owens, there is a foul on the play, and the referee says it goes for the Lancers. It looks like the assistant referee was saying it was for Dominican, but the center referee apparently had the better angle. 3 minutes left in this half. The free kick will be from about 40 yards away. High ball. Herring comes out. She punches it away. It's not a very good punch. Still in the danger zone. The shot from the Lancers is over the bar. Seemed to be Cousins with the shot. That right there is the 10th shot for Cal Baptist. I believe that is the first shot all day for them that has been off target, which is incredible. Really showing their skills so far. Cousins on the left. Chased by Fryer. Cousins with a bit of speed. Left-footed cross. Away by Hansen. Out. Not for the corner kick. For the throw-in, in fact. So good clear by Hansen. Especially while falling to the ground. It's played back. Wahlberg. Early cross on her right foot. Over Owens. By a Y to Stokes, and Stokes is not able to get it. It was the perfect header by a Y for the streaking Stokes into the left side of the goal, but she could not put it on target. Hansen was right there, and Herring was doing a good job to recover.
The good thing for Dominican right now is that the California Baptist University simply doesn't make use of all their opportunities that they have. And isn't that effective any more than they were in the first few minutes?
It was really that first few minutes that Cal Baptist came out hot. And that first goal within those first 5 minutes really just took the sails out of Dominican. Very unfortunate, but that's what an early goal can do. Penguins have possession for, again, about 30 seconds. They look to go forward with it, but it's taken away by the Lancers. Myers to the middle to Wahlberg. On the right, head away by Owens. Big header all the way back to the back line for the Lancers. Now Witchy. On the left to Myers. Myers has been very involved so far today. Both wide backs have been for the Lancers. Cousins trying to go line. Has Ripple and Dano on her. Still going line. Gets by Ripple. Is she able to keep it in? It's in. And cleared away by Hansen. Now to Nunes.
10.
Nunes to Akita. Only 10
eight,
seconds left in the half.
7. 6.
Witts.
5.
To Carrillo.
4.
Owens.
3.
Not able
two,
to get it up
one,
in time, and it will be the whistle for halftime. This half ends 2-0. Cal Baptist over Dominican, and Julia, it has really been, I'd say, about 75% possession so far for Cal
least.
Baptist.
It's simply a totally different situation that Dominican faces today than in many different games. And it really shows that California Baptist is the first in the PacWest Conference right now. And maybe they simply have to work with possession. They have to, improve their passes. There were a lot of bad passes in this first half. And maybe that's the clue, more effectiveness and accurateness. And that could be the clue to this game.
Dominican's pressure just hasn't been there, and I believe it seems to be stamina as well, which is really unfortunate and kind of unheard of for this Penguin team, especially from Coach Koleski, who preaches stamina every single day of her life, has plenty of stamina herself, could even show up a few of these girls if she decided to. The girls just haven't quite been up to speed as far as keeping up their energy. It's been unfortunate, but it's been the truth so far. I'm Jordan Smith. You are listening to the women's broadcast for soccer, Kenley Field, on radio.dominican.edu.